Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today, I would like to talk to you about your love life. Specifically, could role-playing enhance your love life? Okay, now picture this. A man and a woman lock eyes in a smoky bar. The woman is dressed to impress, and maybe a little bit more. She smiles. He walks up and they exchange names. He asks if he can buy her a drink. She accepts. They drink a few drinks together and engage in some very not so innocent flirting. She drains her last drink and looks him directly in the eyes. Boldly, she asks if he would like to come back to her place because her husband is out of town for the weekend. He says he would. The bartender notices as they're leaving that they're both wearing wedding bands. In fact, they are indeed both married to each other. Now, we've all been there. You want to try something new, but you're not sure what to try or how to bring it up or how it will be received. You're just not sure it's worth the risk. You'll never know unless you try, though, and there's no reason that it needs to be scary. The truth is that what we could call boredom in long-term relationships is not uncommon at all. And really, it isn't even really boredom exactly. It's more that the excitement has given way to being comfortable, which is not a bad thing, you know, but the fiery passions that relationships start out with usually evolves over time. It's totally normal, but it's not always something we want to happen. We might start to worry that our partner doesn't find us attractive anymore. Or worse, we might find our own thoughts turning to other prospective partners. This can be, and usually is, pretty innocent at first, but it can become a problem very quickly if one partner feels chronically unfulfilled, lonely, or doesn't feel wanted. A lot of people cite that as the reasons for having affairs. So if you're looking to spice up your love life a little bit, let's talk about why role-playing. Now, we're human beings. We have needs, and we're attracted to pretty things. We are attracted to things that make us feel alive, excited, wanted, and loved. Role-playing brings the mystery and the excitement of something new and unknown back to the relationship. It can loosen inhibitions and help people relax, especially because it's often easier to push the boundaries and try new things when you're pretending to be somebody else. Role-playing opens up a whole new world of possibilities, and it's a way to really bring creativity into the bedroom. Role-playing also often brings a playful element back into the bedroom as well. This enhances intimacy, and it reinforces the relationship as a whole. And it should, because it should be fun. It's play. Keeping the passion and excitement alive not only ensures that your relationship meets all of your needs and hits all of these goals, but it's also a whole lot of fun. Role-playing, in particular, is only limited by your imagination, so get creative. You can really get creative with it. Now, if you need some help introducing something new into your relationship with your partner, here's a few guidelines you can follow. Number one is don't be afraid. It's natural to feel like kind of awkward when you're bringing up something, especially if it's not something you've done before or if you're not exactly the assertive type. That's okay. Just remember who you're talking to. This is your partner, the person who has seen you at your absolute worst. And what could be more horrible than that? Your partner is probably much more open to suggestion than you might think. If you're too shy to say it face to face, try whispering it in your partner's ear. Because nothing's sexier than that. If saying it out loud makes you nervous, try writing a sexy note. Be sure to say exactly what it is you're interested in trying whenever you communicate it to your partner. If you want to play cable man and the housewife, or teacher and student, or queen and her knight, whatever, be specific. Foreplay should start before you ever touch each other. Number two, you want to remember to approach it the right way. Part of the reason bringing up change in the bedroom can be so difficult is because people are afraid that it's going to come out sounding like, I'm bored with you, or I don't find you attractive anymore. Now, it certainly can sound like that, so it really all depends on how you approach it. Obviously, the words bored and boring should not be used. The word exciting can be used in the context of saying something like, I get really excited when I think of you dressed that way, or something similar. Above all, however you phrase it, the main point to get across is that the reason you want to try something new is because you want to add to an already good thing, not because you're trying to supplement or replace something that's lacking. Once your partner realizes that that's not the case, they can relax and so can you. Now, try not to get defensive if your partner questions you about why you're interested in a particular role play or something like that, because it's new to your partner too, don't forget. And in the end, if your partner says no, there's other ways to enhance your relationship. Number 3, remember that it's okay to feel silly or nervous. Role playing can take some getting used to, and it's okay to feel silly or nervous at first. Just remember, it's fantasy, it's supposed to be fun. You're acting out a role and you can be absolutely anything or anyone you want. It's okay if you laugh and make jokes and, you know, try to break the tension or if you feel a little silly. It's all about enhancing the experience with your partner and it should never feel forced or seriously uncomfortable. If it does feel forced or if you are seriously uncomfortable to the point that you feel degraded and you can't enjoy it, be sure to let your partner know because it may be that a different scenario or game would be better. No one should have to participate in something that makes them feel degraded or that they truly don't like. For example, the call girl and client role play is not for everybody. Some people would feel degraded participating in that. Some people would not. It's up to you. So if you really are uncomfortable with a scenario or a role, talk to your partner. And that's number 4. Talk to your partner about what you both expect. The best way to ensure that everybody's fantasies come true is to talk to each other. What are you expecting? What is your partner expecting? Is your role supposed to be more aggressive or more romantic? Is there something specific that should be worn or that should be said? Is there a specific place one of you has been thinking about? It helps to iron out the details beforehand, and it can be really fun to talk about. Just remember that it doesn't have to be planned out to the littlest detail. Spontaneity is half the fun. Spontaneity is definitely the spice of life. And number 5, the most important thing to remember is that it's okay if you don't like it. Role playing is not for everybody, so it's okay if you try it and find that you don't really like it. I mean, hey, you tried something new. You gave it a shot, and that's what matters. It's the thought that counts, and it's the effort that should be appreciated. There are so many ways to enhance your sexual relationship with your partner. Sexual role playing is only one of them. So get in there, get creative, and keep the spark alive. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.